Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad! It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
43 degrees right now. It is raining, and it's not going to stop raining until July.
What?
No, it is literally going to rain until, like, midnight tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So build an arc just to be safe. Mm-hmm. I would like to start the show. If you are watching the live stream, you understand the weirdness of what's happening right now. If you're
what's
not,
going on? Yeah.
The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. It looks like you and I have switched outfits.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Like, it looks like you're about to knock on my door and tell me about a religion.
I have a new show that I'll be a part of, the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I'll be appearing on this week. You're in a tracksuit.
Yep.
And I am in a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Yes. Basically, you're wearing a suit.
Yeah. And I got my my long coat.
I see that.
Which I gotta say, I'm not someone who dresses up, and I don't like dressing up, but I look damn good in that long coat.
Okay.
I think a lot of guys look good in a long coat. It's not something you see that often.
Covers up a lot of sins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
you know, it goes wide on the shoulder, so it makes every guy look like, boo. I'm here. You also look like a dirty cop in New York City from the 1980s. I am the law. Which, by speaking of dirty cops, we're getting into that in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. But we have to start off the show with your daily Ernie Clement update.
What?
The Brighton graduate, Toronto Blue Jay. The Jays win in Los Angeles last night.
One step closer.
Yep, 6-1. They're one step away.
Yeah.
So they could wrap it up Friday night.
Friday night, they come back to Toronto. It is game 6 Friday night, game 7 Saturday night, if necessary. The get in the door price.
Oh, yeah, what's it at? What was it for standing? 1,000?
Yesterday it was 1,300.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so I have it right here.
Yeah. Well, now the fact that they could win it Friday.
Yep. You can win it Friday night.
It's got to double everything.
On Halloween. So, well, now you're overplaying it. The seat that we have here, standing room only, is $15 Canadian, which would be about $11.50 American.
For a normal game.
That any other game, it is $11.50 to get in. The secondary market get in the door price for standing room only is $1,600 American right now.
Okay.
$1,600. For a seat that would cost you $11.
And you still get another day.
If they can't pull it out Saturday, game 7, winner take all.
No, I'm saying that price could keep going up.
Yeah, because it went up yesterday. Normally these tickets come down. I'm going to be watching it.
Watching what?
The price of the tickets.
No, you're going to go?
You're going to skip Halloween with your family. You only have so many Halloweens left.
It's not a religious holiday.
Yeah, but I mean, it's something your kids only do so long.
But she's old. Your daughter's 15. She don't care about no Halloween.
I've raised them. Sure. They're 13 and 15. Right. They're adults now, pretty much. No, I can't spend that kind of money to go to this game. I shouldn't have spent the money I spent in the first game I went to.
No, true.
And by the way, incidentally, if anyone wants to buy a kidney, give me a shout.
Yeah. If you didn't go to that last game, would you have been considering?
No, I can't afford that. That's just obscene. That is obscene to stand. $1,600 to stand. And like, you're not guaranteed a view of the field.
Yeah, where do you stand?
So in the outfield, they have like these four decks
in
the different, you know, levels.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I mean, like, are you like three deep in the standing area?
And that's the problem. Unless you get right in, right when it starts, and do
on
not
the rail.
Move, yeah, you may not see any of the game. All right, but the reason we bring this up, your Ernie Clement update. He went 1-for-3 last night.
Nice.
Ernie Clement, who has come out of nowhere to become this darling of Major League Baseball in the playoffs. Not only is he hitting over 400 in the playoffs right now, which is, if you don't watch baseball, unbelievable.
Yeah.
He has an 11-game hitting streak.
You're about to say he's had a hit for a while.
11 straight games in the playoffs, Ernie Clement, Brighton graduate, has gotten a hit. This kid is going to get paid, and he deserves every dime of it. Mm. And there's a reason why we keep giving you this Ernie Clement update every day.
Why is that?
Well, not just because, you know, we love everything that is Rochester.
Hometown kid.
This is awesome. But anyone that has ever met, known Ernie Clement will tell you, he's the nicest guy that has ever lived.
It seems like he gives everybody the time of day.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Despite how famous he's gotten.
So he comes home every summer.
Yeah.
He does all of the appearances. He does stuff with the Wings. He does stuff with local
Most
businesses.
Most people's lawns.
Yeah, he helps kids, trains them to play baseball. Like, you know, he does all that stuff in the wintertime. But this might be the funniest damn story I've ever heard.
So Ernie Clement is in a pickleball league.
Really?
Yeah, at a local country club.
Okay.
And this week, he texted the girl that runs the pickleball league.
Yeah. Are you blowing up his spot right now?
He can't make it this week.
Oh, he's got something going on.
He texted
this woman.
That is funny.
To let her know.
In case you didn't see it.
That doesn't even mention what he's doing, but he can't come
this
week.
That's amazing.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm hitting 400 in the playoffs.
He's in the World Series and doesn't want to inconvenience anybody.
Like, that's on his radar.
Yes!
That this woman, like, she doesn't know, like, where's Ernie? God damn it.
That's
man, now we're
phenomenal.
One short for doubles.
Go check his house. Go see what he's doing. He's a game away.
He's tied up right now.
He's a game away from winning the World Series. He's being interviewed nightly on Fox after the game. And, hey, I got to text you and let you know I won't be pickleball this week. No, man, it's so funny. So the night of the game.
Yeah. Last night?
I'm sorry. The night of game one, the one I went to up in Toronto, I was hanging out at a bar across the street from the ballpark before the game. And I got my Ernie Clement jersey, and I'm standing there by myself. You know, I went up by myself. So this girl comes up to me, woman, probably late 20s, and she goes, "Ah, no, Ernie Clement, I know." She's drunk.
Yeah.
My friend knows Ernie Clement from his hometown. I go, "I'm from the hometown, too." She goes, "Yeah, he told me that, you know," for those who don't know, Ernie played hockey when he was growing up, too.
Okay.
Was a big star at Brighton High School. Mm. And she goes, "He told me that he plays hockey with Ernie, men's league hockey, and I call him a liar because he plays Major League Baseball." And I was like, "Well, he was a minor ball player, but playing in the minors for a couple of years." I go, "It's not out of the question that he was playing men's league hockey." "You lie, you lie." But like, how many activities was Ernie Clement doing back home? Like, was he part of like a sewing circle?
Probably, right?
Like, is he out there picking up garbage on the highway?
Probably a member of a book club.
God, man. Like, he's just, you know.
Yeah, we know guys that have golfed with him.
Yes.
Yeah,
he
seems to be just everywhere.
Everybody who has come across him loves this man.
Yeah.
And there's this great video, too, before game one in Toronto where he's walking into the ballpark, right? Ernie Clement is walking into the ballpark, and he is a superstar in Toronto right now. Mm. Like, if you walking around Toronto in that Ernie Clement jersey, I felt like royalty because everyone's just like, ah, right? He's walking into the ballpark. There's a whole bunch of people waiting outside, and he takes the time of day with every one of them. He's talking to them, high-fiving them, and everyone's just chill. Like, there are stars that walk in, and people are like, oh. But there is something about Ernie Clement where—
Well, he's coming up, so, you know, he's—
I think it's
he's
more,
fresh.
I think it's more than that.
He's a good kid.
I think it's just like he's very approachable.
Yeah.
He's someone you want to cheer for. He's everybody's All-American.
Yeah. He's a nice boy, as my wife says.
Playing in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, this is so much fun. This is so much fun to watch this kid.
A good boy.
Well.
He is.
Yes.
Like, these are the stories my wife just will be glued to.
Yes, absolutely.
You know.
This is what you want. Like,
he's a good young man.
I mean, how many times, let's just use sports, for example, right? Do you see guys that you know were pieces of crap, that were entitled their whole lives, and granted, they're kids, it shouldn't matter, right? But, you know, they end up getting everything they want despite all the bad things they do along the way, and you just have to kind of deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this story existing, it's like, okay, there's still some good in the world.
Yeah, that means he's a brush of breath of fresh air.
A brush of fresh air.
You know what I mean.
Shahathawa.
The air with the breath coming in at the same time to clear everything out.
Shahathawa. Shamanah. Kimmy, because your husband was big in the baseball world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he coach Ernie?
I'm trying to think, like, timeline wise.
Is your husband responsible for his 11 game streak?
I don't think
so. Just say yes. Jump on it, man. Take it. Own it.
Seriously.
No, you know some of the guys that have come out of here playing baseball, but I think Ernie would have been a little too young for them to cross paths.
Okay. Because a friend of your husband owns the business that Ernie trained at.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys have come from Diamond Pro.
So
is that a local joint?
Yeah, so it's in East Fairport, East Rochester area, behind Leo's Bakery and Deli.
Oh, okay.
So sweet, so sweet.
Yeah.
But like, let me tell you, if there's one person other than Ernie that is going to make money off of this run, it's Diamond Pro.
Well,
right?
Like, I would think.
I mean, like, you know, you've got all of these guys the last couple of years. You know,
you kind of put baseball on the map here in Rochester because I don't remember anything like this existing.
So what,
when
is
we
it an indoor
kids.
Training facility?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's by Leo's?
Behind Leo's Bakery and
Deli.
It's
like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went over, we shot a video there when I was getting ready for a charity softball game. I didn't
Big deal.
I didn't, then I ended up not playing it. But I didn't even know it was back there, and they do a great job.
I wouldn't know where the hell it is.
Well, like, we've talked about how youth sports has gotten completely out of control.
Yes.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time on the show, right? But what we've also noticed here is when one or two people make it out of town as a pro, it kind of creates this lane for other kids to get out and do it.
It makes sense.
Like, for example, we had at one point last couple of years, five guys from Rochester playing in the NBA when we went 25 years without one.
Yeah.
We've had it happen in the NFL with a couple of guys from Rochester that are now funneling people to D1 colleges, which are getting them drafted. Hockey, we've had that forever.
Yeah.
Same, women's basketball, the same. Hell, even, you know, Jen Scher did the
pole vault.
She ended up having another pole vaulter at Roberts Wesley and qualify for the Olympics.
Look at that.
I feel like we're on the precipice with Ernie and the guys that came before him. You know, kids are now interested in what's going on with this.
Yeah.
There is now like a legitimate shot that, you know, there's a way to get there through this system.
And I think with baseball, it was so hard to compete in the past because like guys who grow up in the South, they play all year round and we just didn't really have the ability to do that. We didn't have facilities for kids to train all year round here until recently.
Well, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and you're right, not just the training facility, but like the eyes on the game.
Yeah.
Mm.
My buddy has a daughter who goes to Brighton, and he went to pick her up 2 days ago, and he said he was just in the lane to pick her up.
Yeah.
He counted five kids in this school that were wearing Blue Jays caps walking into school.
Well, it makes sense. It's a joint.
Yes, but I'm saying,
it's
like,
town, baby.
But these kids are watching these games and they're falling in love with this sport, which in theory adds to the pot of kids that are going to play, which increases the odds that something else happens.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
Yes, it is.
I'm really happy.
I still can't watch a full game.
Oh, my God. These games have been nuts.
It's too long.
18 innings?
Okay, that one was not.
Were you not on the? If you were somebody watching that game, I don't know how you go to bed.
But I'm starting to get pissed. Like, end it.
the games are only, other than the 18 inning game, they're 2.5-3 hours, man. The pitch clock moves it.
It's just too boring.
Every batter matters.
Well, I get it.
No,
man.
I don't think you.
I saw
do.
The bumper stickers.
Like last night's game, for those who did not watch this game again, the Yankees were, Jesus, the Blue Jays win 6-1 over the Dodgers. Ernie Clement, Rochester's own, extends his hitting streak in the playoffs to 11 games. The game started with a first swing home run.
Damn.
A first swing home run. And then here comes Vladdy batting second for the Blue Jays. He takes a pitch, third pitch, second home run.
Wow.
They went back to back. To open the game on the road with home runs.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Against the ugliest looking pitcher in America in Blake Snell.
Hey, that guy looks like a giraffe.
Bro, the bags under his eyes could carry $300
and
worth
of groceries.
And he's a kid. He's not a kid.
Well, he's way too young to have them eyes.
I wonder. That sounds like the creepiest song you've ever written.
Dude's got eyes worse than mine.
You're way too young to have them eyes.
Yeah, he's got like Tommy eyes.
They do call him the Blake Snell of Rochester Radio. All right, so if you want to jump on the Ernie train as late as possible, the Toronto Blue Jays take on the Dodgers tomorrow night, Halloween, in Toronto, first pitch, 8 o'clock.
All right.
And the Blue Jays and Ernie can clinch this World Series tomorrow night. The only problem, the Dodgers pitcher they're facing has been untouchable this offseason.
I mean, you almost got to pull now for a game 7.
No, you don't pull for. Shut up, stupid.
You got to.
No, you don't. You pull for a win in game 6.
I mean, because Game 7 really caps it.
So does Game 6. Nah. If you win it, shut your stupid mouth. Why are you a dick?
Well, I kind of like the Dodgers. Even though I don't really care, I just like their stadium on television. And it's Los Angeles, so it's always cool, you know?
Not only do you know I'm a Blue Jays fan.
He's like your daughter. Like, I just like the, it looks cool. Palm trees are cool.
I've always said I like the Dodger Stadium, and for some reason I always like the Dodgers.
I like their colors.
Yes. Well, you know, LA's cool. It's cool town.
Have you been to Toronto?
I had a buddy up who went out there, was a big hit.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. He's number one in the Philippines right now. No, I love Toronto. Toronto's a great town. Bro, enjoy it. It's not cool town.
It's super cool.
It's super cool for a cold town. But L.A., everybody wants to be L.A.
I don't want
the whole
be,
world wants to be L.A.
No, I don't want
to
be L.A.
Everything you see in entertainment, everybody wants to be Hollywood.
Your buddy,
but they call it Hollywood.
Your buddy is a Jays fan. Ernie Clement from Rochester.
Yeah, but
he's just taking the other side.
No, he's being every Dolphins fan in elementary school in Rochester.
You being a Jays fan makes you a Dolphins fan.
It's the closest team in proximity.
I don't like the Red Sox. I don't like
Yankees.
I like foreign teams.
I like the team
who has foreign money, has the queen on it.
I like the team I can drive to go see. That's what I like.
I'm pretty sure there's a road open to New York City, buddy.
Yeah.
And train's going there today.
We have a
bus leaves at an 11.
Why don't you get on it? You look like you're get a bus outfit. Go, Ernie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a place with two kinds of history, Tommy.
Yeah?
You got the early brilliant history.
So going way back to like the 1900s.
Yeah. And then you got the most recent not-so-brilliant history.
Yeah.
It's going to have a third act. And it's actually one that's necessary, and people seem excited about it.
But okay.
Kenny, I don't know if the excitement is it's going to become something new so we don't have to worry about it anymore, or there's actually actual excitement to live in this place.
Wow. Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you're familiar with the Hotel Cadillac?
Oh, yeah. Spent a little time in there.
You know, former Hotel Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you're listening now, are familiar with the Hotel Cadillac as being the place between homelessness.
It was basically a flop house.
Yes, you got it. A lot of folks that were released from jail were put in there, so they didn't up on the street. That was used as a shelter.
You could walk into those rooms, and every room was its own blues tune.
But as unsightly as it was, and as scary as it could get, it was a very important part of keeping people off the street.
Mm-hmm.
But before it became that, the Hotel Cadillac was one of the nicest hotels in the state of New York.
It was the Cadillac of hotels.
No, legitimately, that's why they couldn't name it the Hotel Cadillac. Yeah. Like, if you look at old pictures of the Hotel Cadillac.
Like, you're going back to really the
30s, 40s, 50s. Yeah. Well, not that. Well, can we Google when it officially opened?
Because it looks like it was built Like around the turn of the century.
It was gorgeous. Art Deco, beautiful bar, beautiful restaurant.
That bar was actually stayed fairly nice when I first moved here.
Yeah, but that's nice for you back when you were, you know, that.
Bro, buck and a half shots.
See, that's how you know it wasn't nice.
Oh, wow. Buck, nice? That's the best.
The original Hotel Cadillac was converted into a hotel in 1927.
So there you go.
Wait, so it goes back farther than that.
It was built as an office building in 1915.
Damn.
Didn't really work for offices all that long.
Well, they just made buttons.
The reason why we are bringing up the Hotel Cadillac. A couple of months ago, the city of Rochester approved $1.1 million to turn the former hotel into 42 apartments.
That doesn't sound like a lot of money for a building.
I think it's just on top of what they were, the people who bought it were going to do.
So they're going to renovate.
Yeah, and they're going to make it 42 affordable apartments, which is, you know, funny because what's an affordable apartment these days?
Yeah.
So these are going to be in demand, obviously. And there is a whole system that will have to exist to get people in this building. You will have to obviously do background checks, credit checks, income, all that stuff.
So it's just a rent apartment. You can lease.
Well, yeah, okay. But here's
the
thing.
Did I also see they were putting like an art gallery or something? There's some extras included.
A little foo-foo.
Yes. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. But to get one of these apartments, they're anticipating the demand will be so grand, you're going to have to win some sort of lottery system.
Just to get in line to rent?
You got it. To rent one of these places.
So the whack's going to be heavy.
No, it's affordable. Again, that's why people will be wanting this.
All right.
So you can officially start applying in 2027. And I find it interesting, Kimmy, they're implementing this lottery system because with the history of this building, I can't figure out.
Is it an attraction to people or is this something like people are like, no, thanks?
I mean, the location's If you work downtown, you're right there.
I can see it being an attractor just because, like you said, people are looking for affordable options. They need an apartment. It's somewhere to go. But I guess, like, I don't know. Like, if you grew up here, if you're familiar with the history of the building, is that somewhere you're dying to get into?
I mean, if you're a kid, you would know nothing in this.
Bro, if you're a kid, the only thing you would know is the Hotel Cadillac.
No, but did you hang out there? Did you do anything? It's just an old building downtown.
So here's the thing. You know, you bring that up. There's a lot of things that we, growing up, did around the Hotel Cadillac. The ice rink is right around the corner. Strong Museum of Play is right down the street. Java's is around the corner,
but you didn't go into the building.
Montage Music Hall is literally right across the
street. Yeah, Milestones used to be there, the big music hall.
Yeah, I said young people, not people that are 45.
Oh, see? Already with the insults.
Want to go down to Milestones and then we'll get in the gas lines? The point I'm making is, if you're someone coming of age as a teenager that went to all those places, you only know it as folks hanging out in the front when it's dark. It's dive, right?
Clean it up, it's not even going to look the same.
How long does it take for something like that to lose its reputation? 252 WCMF.
I think once you fix it up, if you make it look like a completely different building, I think that's done.
You think people just forget?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, I mean, I'm asking sincerely.
I would think, like, to your point, as younger people move in, that it's just a story to them, right? Like, it's nothing they ever saw or experienced.
Think of the other buildings here that are completely operated different than they were 100 years ago.
Can you give me an example?
The Dinosaur Barbecue.
Okay.
That was a railroad station. Then it was a gay bar. Now it's barbecue.
Then it was a gay railroad station.
Yeah, then it was a gay smokehouse. No, now it's a barbecue joint. Okay. I mean, it was Carpe Diem when I moved here. It was a nightclub.
Yeah.
Before that, it was, you know, I mean, you don't walk in there now thinking, well, this used to be a railroad station.
No, but I mean, there are people, granted, no, you wouldn't remember the railroad station, but I'm sure there are people that went to that place when it was a, you know, gay bar and go into Dinosaur and be like, yeah, this was a gay bar.
Yeah.
I think the building.
Met him right over there.
Yeah.
The building I used to live in Village Gate was like a factory at one point.
I think everything was a factory at one point.
Everything made buttons at one point.
Yeah. Well, they did
call
us
But it was kind of one of those things where I was like, oh, that's cool. Don't want to look up the history, though.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, no, she's right.
Yeah. I'm sure that, like, you know, when there were poor working conditions, terrible working conditions for people,
but that was
some
the
bad
norm
things
back
happened.
Then.
Yeah, but
you know, kid lost an arm, but you still got a quality button. And little Timmy showed up to work the next day with a half an arm.
Until he lost the other arm, in which case Timmy goes
home.
He
had to make the buttons with his feet.
Then he lost his foot. He sent him to the gay bar. 252 WCMF. The old Cadillac Hotel, we found out, will be converted into 42 affordable apartments coming up. You will be able to apply for those starting at the end of, or excuse me, the summer of 2027. But they believe these things will be in such demand that not only do you have the standard application of like background checks, credit checks, income, stuff like that, they're going to implement a lottery system. So it's just luck of the draw. And I kind of found that surprising. I mean, I get that affordable housing is a big thing here, but the Cadillac Hotel, it's such a poor reputation for so long.
Yeah.
It is interesting how jumping that area has gotten all of a sudden.
Well, the money came back in.
Is that what it is?
Well, the development.
Mean, they also turned some of those older buildings into more apartments, so you just have more people living in that area than you had before, which helps.
And you got more events going on downtown now?
Right? Oh, yeah, you do, but that's just it, right? Like, you know, the park and concert area down there, that's got stuff going on all summer. You got the Neighborhood of Play, which is one of the biggest attractions in Rochester right down the street.
Mm-hmm. You got Jazz Fest that's down there for 2 weeks, kicking off summer.
No, I'm talking about just, like, regular everyday stuff. Like,
that
seems to be the place to be, Kimmy. Like, right around the corner, you got Parcel 5 and
all those
the
new restaurants
and bars and stuff. Like, I mean, it's very exciting.
Go down there and spend $20 on a cocktail.
It's 180 degrees, Kimmy, from what, you know, I remember downtown being
everything being dead. So walkable. I don't really remember having that many options, I guess, to live in that area.
Yeah.
When I was like in my early 20s.
Or things to do when you were down there, period, right? Mm-hmm. It was like you had three different, you went to Monroe, you went to Park, you went to East Alexander, and that was about it.
Yeah.
And now you can walk amongst those, in between those places, and there's stuff to do the whole way around. It's awesome.
It is.
It's awesome. Nick writes us on Instagram. We were talking about the history of buildings. He writes, they're turning the old Hillhaven Nursing Home into apartments on Empire in Webster. That place is 100% haunted with dead grandmas.
Yeah, did a little time in there, seeing people.
You did time seeing people the old folks' home.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You have to pick one of these two places to live, the old Hotel Cadillac or an old nursing home. Which one do you pick?
I got to go Cadillac.
Why?
I mean, I knew Gussie. She was the night clerk. I drank in there. We took your buddy, comedian
David
Tell, in there one night for drinks, and he was hysterical. I mean, yeah, I would definitely move into the Cadillac if I was going to have to choose a joint.
But you would do it for the historical purpose, the personal historical
purpose. I would do it for my dear friend Gussie, who's in heaven. May she rest in peace. Yeah, I got more history of that joint just from the old show.
Yeah, but I mean, for now, the old folks home, that history. Yeah. That's on the way, buddy.
That'll happen when it happens.
All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a catch-22 situation.
What happened?
I think most men believe they can handle this without the police getting involved.
All right.
And you all may be right. Like, this is one of the few cases you're probably right.
Mm.
But in doing what you'd have to do, you could risk, at minimum, looking like a monster.
Oh.
And worst-case scenario, going to jail.
Yeah.
So the smart play here would be to get authorities involved,
mm-hmm.
even though it would kind of make you look like a bitch.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A story about an angry woman that happened just east of us.
What happened?
One afternoon, police got a call for what they're describing as a neighbor incident. And after an investigation, they discovered an issue between two women that lived next to each other. Now, we don't know what started it, but at one point, police say
catfight.
A 72-year-old woman.
72? Come on, honey.
Began making threats towards her neighbor.
What are you doing, man, at your age?
At one point, she picked up a shovel and threatened her neighbor with it.
Oh, my God.
This caused the neighbor to retreat and call the cops.
That's a nasty granny.
That's right. The 72-year-old alleged shovel-wielding woman was arrested, charged with menacing and harassment.
Right.
She has a court date coming up. All right. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I get that if these are two equal age women, why the other one ran inside and called the cops.
Okay. Right.
But let's say this were to happen to you, gentlemen.
Okay.
There's a problem. Because would you be intimidated by a 72-year-old woman with a shovel?
I just think she's nuts.
Okay. Let's say she comes at you.
But she's off her meds.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But let's say she comes at you.
She's really going to come at you.
She's coming after you.
I guess I'm just
going to
back up.
Okay.
What's she going to do? Right. Leg sweep?
Can you get that shovel from her?
I was going to say, I think some guys think, will go for the shovel. Yeah, but thinking they can wheel it away.
But she can't.
Why?
You can't put your hands on her.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Grab the shovel?
No, you can't.
She's attacking me.
Okay.
She's got the shovel. She has initiated shovel discussion.
You cannot even raise your voice at an elderly person in public.
You don't think that would happen naturally, though?
No, but the optics of it, people driving by, people looking out their window, they hear you.
Woman with a shovel,
though. Yeah, but you're struggling with this old woman with a shovel. Mm-hmm. As a younger person, you lose. You lose it all.
She was attacking me.
I don't know that
shovel.
When I look out the window, I don't know what happened. All I see now is a younger person putting her hands on an elderly person.
Okay.
Old women win every fight. They don't have to do crap.
No, they only win because you allow them statements like this.
Oh, you do.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As a man being attacked by a 72-year-old woman with a shovel, do you go for the shovel or do you call the cops? Kimmy? Are you going for the shovel or are you calling the cops?
Okay, I want to say I'm going to call the cops, but naturally to defend myself, I might try to go for the shovel.
She's going for the shovel, ladies and gentlemen.
Depending on how athletic this woman looks, I guess.
72?
Let's say she's struggling to pick up that shovel a little bit. It looks heavy in her hands. I might try to get that shovel.
Well, if she's spry. Well, if she's Pilates Patty over there.
If she's spry, I'm running for it. If she starts swinging that thing like a baseball bat, I'm probably
no. If she all she got to do is miss, the momentum is taking the shovel down. She can't get that thing back up again. I'm going for the shovel. Look, man,
Might be a natural protect yourself instinct in the moment. I don't know.
I get where you're coming from, Tommy, with what you said, and I don't disagree with it. But if you call the cops, your argument is always, now I'm going to be here all day. I got to fill out a police report.
I may not call the cops. I may just go in my house and let her cool off.
Well, what do you mean let her cool off? She tried to attack you with a shovel.
Where's she going?
Back to you live next door. What do you mean where's she going?
All right, so my strategy would be, now that if my wife wasn't around.
Here we go. Real tough
I'm a coward.
Tough guy,
I would cowardly go back into my house and just hope that she just settles down when we're done with it. If my wife's there, she's going to insist we call the cops. I don't want to call the cops.
All right. Now, far be it for me to call you a liar, but I've watched you hold grudges for decades over sentences people have said to you.
Yeah, but it's different with this woman.
I don't believe that you would be able to walk away from a woman who threatened you with a shovel without doing anything.
I'm not going to call the cops.
No, I'm not going to. I say I won't call the cops, but I'm going to call the cops because I'm afraid to take on a 72-year-old woman.
Well, I don't want my wife to.
With a shovel because I'm bitching. Scared of a shovel woman ass bitch. Bitch ass bitch.
Yeah, I'm not putting my hands on her.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The smart thing to do is call the cops and let them handle it.
Yes.
But it also kind of makes you look like a bitch because when the cops get there, you're going to have to say, see that 72-year-old woman over there? She tried to hit me with a shovel. Is it better to let your wife handle it?
Well, if we were both out there?
Let's say you're both outside and she comes at you with a shovel. Do you hide behind your wife?
Ooh. Didn't know that was an option.
Well, no, now, I mean,
like if your wife took a step forward, like I got this.
No, now I gotta just, now I gotta pull my wife back.
And now she gets hit in the head with a shovel. Yeah, she got her arms down around her waist.
I cannot let my wife get involved.
Why?
Because if she gets hit, and then when the kids find out
and you were
that their mother
the
got attacked by another woman with a shovel while I was standing there, I'm toast. So for my own image, I have to pull their mother back into the house. Yeah, I have to.
We don't want to besmirch your good image, the golden standard that is.
Who gets stepdaddy Father's Day gifts? Right here, buddy. Okay. Yeah, Maltese.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. We're talking about the 72-year-old woman during a neighbor incident. Police say she began making threats towards her neighbor with a shovel. The neighbor retreated, called the cops. 72-year-old woman was arrested, charged with menacing and harassment. She has a court date coming up. And I know most men listening to this show would not need the cops to handle this situation. But Tommy is arguing you have to call the cops because the optics of wrestling with a 72-year-old woman over a shovel would just look bad.
You cannot put your hands on her. Because that's... It could be flipped around and you get charged with assault for putting your hands on her.
Even if she just falls down, right?
You know, God forbid she falls and hurts herself.
Okay.
You're effed.
Okay. I don't know if you're effed, though.
No,
well,
you're effed.
She's laying there. Okay. This is the image. She falls down. You get the shovel. She's laying there, like yelling. Well, and you have a shovel.
She sounds like me.
You have a shovel in your hand.
Yes. You're screwed, man.
Leah,
Leah
writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. She says, 72-year-olds can be surprisingly spry. If you think they're even close to 60 or over, I'm just calling the cops. I don't want an abuse of the elderly charge.
Yeah, she cross-trains, man. You're effed.
What if she, like, I mean, she could, if you, let's say you retreat, you're going to go call the cops. She could take that shovel and start smashing your stuff.
Yeah, how about that, buddy?
You know, that would be hard to watch.
How about that?
She'd be out of breath pretty soon.
Are you sure? Because I heard she's doing Pilates. That's what I heard in the break room. No, I mean, Kimmy's right.
She could, but...
She takes it to your car, takes it to some pots.
Yeah, but...
You can't replace those pots. You got them at Elderly Day at the garden factory. I didn't think about that, but that's a legitimate thing to worry about.
She could get crazy.
You know, with all these stories, the worst part is not the threat. The worst part is not your neighbors watching you being chased off by a 72-year-old woman with a shovel. The worst part is always the next day. Because, like, in this case specifically, none of these charges she's facing are enough to lock her up without bail. Like, she's going to be released on her own recognizance, which means she will be back home in a couple hours.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So now you're right back living next to this person. You called the cops on them. The relationship is obviously unrepaired, and you have to live every day to wonder what she's capable of.
All right, so like, the next day you're coming home. She's out front.
Yeah.
Leaning up on your mailbox, smoking a cigarette, shades on. She does one of these.
Oh, fake gun. Finger
fake gun.
Yeah.
As you're driving up your driveway.
I mean, that's a threat.
Yeah.
That's a threat.
Call the cops?
No. Maybe she's getting ready for Halloween. It's a costume. I don't know.
Her costume is leaning on my mailbox and pointing guns at people.
Smoking a cigarette.
Look, man, I mean, to Kimmy's point about the smash and stuff, you cannot just assume the threats end at shovel. Now, granted, this could have been a situation, if the allegations are true, where it was just a spur of the moment, heated, grabbed a shovel kind of thing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's so upset that you called the cops, things escalate further.
And maybe she's just... You know, she could be, you know, dealing with mental stuff at that age and medication.
You're not wrong.
But that doesn't make it any better for you.
Yeah, it's not like when the ambulance comes, it's okay, I'm not that hurt. She was dealing with mental stuff when she hit me with garden shears.
Well, I'd rather her hit my car than my head.
Okay.
I'll take that.
But again, that shouldn't be a choice you have to make.
Sometimes it is a choice.
Sometimes you choose your car or your head.
Yeah.
Tommy Mulay, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know how you live next to someone after an incident like that.
I don't either. I think it those kind of situations, I don't think they ever end until somebody moves.
I told you my neighbors, you know, they went at it with snow shovels in Webster. And then when I moved out, they were still neighbors. And at one time, they were like close neighbors, like their kids played with each other. And then something went south, man, and it got ugly.
Is there ever a way to repair a relationship like that, 252-WCMF, 252-WCMF?
I've never seen it happen.
I mean, I had the Webster cops there, man.
No, I get it.
If anything, they just learn to, like, live side by side.
You ignore each other.
I don't think, like, they ever become friends or, like, cordial.
Okay.
What's hard is the kids, because the kids are, like, buddies. You know, they played, and then now, you know, they don't like each other.
Sure. But I'm saying, like, you know, they say time heals all wounds. living next to someone, even if you're ignoring them, there would be things that they would have to do or you would have to do or things that they wouldn't do that would piss you off, which could escalate the situation again. I just can't imagine that you either don't make it better or it doesn't get worse. There's no way you can live baseline just ignoring each other with nothing else happen after a call to the cops forever and ever and ever.
I mean.
Amen.
I think you can ignore it. Like, you just go your separate ways.
Bro, you're the nosiest son of a bitch.
I am nosy.
So you would definitely be looking out the window, just getting angrier and angrier and angrier, as they would too.
But I'm not going to do anything.
You sure?
What am I going to do?
Bro, you're a petty bitch.
I am, but I'm petty and lazy, and I'm a coward.
He's lazy.
And a no-nighter.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Duffy, or excuse me, you can always get us at the Break Room or the WCMF Facebook page. This comes in from Rick. Rick says, call the cops and back up. This woman could be going through the changes. She's 72. That's a little late in the game.
Them changes have dried up years ago.
But Rick goes on, if you're married, have a wife, you don't know that she can't fly off the deep end one day like this too. Get good points in the bank to use later. Mm. Like, you can't legit be afraid your wife's going to be capable of swinging a shovel.
She's going to snap, yeah.
Is that something we should take into consideration?
Snapping wives?
Like, if a woman goes after you in the neighborhood, says something, does something inappropriate.
Your wife's taking notes?
You let it go in case it happens your way, so you can be like, I was cool back in the day, you need to be cool too. And that wouldn't even work.
Yeah.
Why would someone, you're right, you were cool, so we'll let this one slide.
Yeah.
Like, it's the mafia.
Yeah, I'm not that forward thinking.
Okay. No.
I don't think it would work
not
anyway.
Not that calculated.
Yeah. Never does.
All right, so two morals here.
That's it.
One, your advice, just call the cops. Make it better. Or, you know, that's the easiest way to do things. It wasn't even your advice. Your advice was ignore it.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Go inside and be quiet.
And but the more important moral, don't threaten anyone with a shovel.
Yes.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.